A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Got some slides I'm going to show today, so if you want to be able to see the screen, you might want to squeeze in a little bit more so you can see some of the pictures. I'm going to need the help from my junior high friends today. Your minds are all nice and limbered up. You guys have been thinking all day, praying all day, contemplating the love of God. You think you can help me? Okay, very good. All right, today is the Feast of Christ the King. We celebrate the kingship of Christ. And so I was thinking as I was preparing my homily this week, what are some attributes? What are some characteristics that we think of when we think of kings? So what are some things that kings or leaders need to be good at what they do? So what I've done is I put together some pictures of some people that I think embody certain characteristics that leaders or kings need. You guys ready to look through them? Can I see the first slide, please? You guys know who that is? Hey, how clever is Father TJ on Christ the King? He's got a picture of Martin Luther King. That's pretty cool, huh? So what do you think Martin Luther King, what kind of talent, what kind of ability did he have that made him a good leader? Yes, sir. He was a great speaker. When he talked, people listened. And what else did he do? He was able to do something with the people that followed him. He was able to get them to follow him. So that made him a good leader. Is that what his attribute was? Yes, very good. Good job. How about the next slide? How about that guy? Man, you guys are on fire. You've been paying attention in class and in school. So what characteristic or trait attribute did Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of the United States, was president during the Civil War? What was honesty? Can we see honesty? Yes, that's right. Hey, and if you saw that Geico commercial, pretty funny. Talked about honesty and being honest, right? How about the next slide? How about this guy? You know who he is? No? No? Pope Benedict XVI, and who is he? Who does he lead? The Catholic Church. He's the leader of the whole Catholic Church. Now, one of the things I think is so cool about him is he is kind of smart. Would you say? Has anybody ever read anything by Pope Benedict? Anybody else? I just speak for myself as a seminarian for 6 years. I read his stuff and I get confused. So if you want to try to break down his writing, you might want to ask a smart priest like Father Chester. He might be able to help out. So what characteristic attribute does he have? He's very wise. He's very smart. Very, very, very smart, which makes him a very good leader because he is the leader of the whole Catholic Church. How about the next one? Do you guys know who that is? No, I can't pronounce his name either. He's the leader of the strongman contest. You guys ever watch the strongman? It's on ESPN when football games are going on Sundays. Strongman contest. What does he have strapped to his back? A bus. And it's not just a little bitty bus. It's like a huge, big old Mercedes bus, right? So what attribute does he have to be able to lead the strongman contest? Strength. He's very powerful. Very good. One more. This might touch you guys here in a minute. Oh, you guys are so excited. Harry Potter. Today, that was our theme of our retreat, Jesus Christ and the Doubting Disciple. We had some Harry Potter images. I'm not putting them up there because I support magic, but I am because it is a great story of good versus evil. Now, what house did Harry Potter come from? Gryffindor. And what was Gryffindor famous for? Produce bravery, being very courageous. To be a leader, to be able to fight the whole dark world, Lord Voldemort, I mean, he who must not be named, he had to have courage. He had to have courage and strength. So those five attributes are tremendously important for being a leader, for being a king. So then I started to think, well, with all of those attributes, did Jesus have them? So let's have the first one, please. Let's go back and refresh our memory. Was Jesus a good leader?
Yes.
You think so? All right, let's have a picture of him being a good leader. You know what that's a picture of? The Last Supper. Jesus was a great leader because he had 12 people, his apostles, that he called to follow him. He also established the church that's been around for 2,000 years since Jesus decided to establish it. He came down to give us the church, and we continue to celebrate the same way that the church did back then. Jesus was definitely a good leader. How about the next attribute? Honesty. Remember we had Abraham Lincoln? Do you think Jesus was honest?
Yes.
All right, let's see the slide that goes with Jesus being honest. Anybody know what that's from? It's a party, sort of. Sermon on the Mount. Jesus was extraordinarily honest at the Sermon on the Mount. The disciples and people that wanted to follow him came and listened. He told us some things that were going to be tough. Life is going to be difficult. He told us that when your enemies hit you, you turn and you offer them the other cheek. He told us the golden rule when he was on the Sermon on the Mount, that we need to love others the way that Jesus loves us. So Jesus was very honest. His teachings are not easy, but he gave us the truth. He gave us honesty because he wants us to be able to follow him. How about the next attribute of a leader? Wisdom. Was Jesus smart? Yes, definitely was smart. Let's see the picture of wisdom. Know what that's a picture of? How old was Jesus when this picture? This is Jesus in the temple. That's him in the purple garment there. How old? He was 12. At 12 years old, he was in the temple, and as he was teaching and preaching, people were listening to him. Jesus was very wise, wise beyond his years, and he shared the great love that God gave him with everybody else. So we learn from his wisdom. Next attribute of a king. Powerful. Was Jesus powerful?
Yes.
You guys think so? Yeah, I think so too as well. Let's see that one. Where's that from? What? Calming the... Hey, Jesus was so strong that nature couldn't even hold him down. They're in the boat there, and it's like crazy scary. Lightning's going off. And Jesus gets up and he says, be still. And the waters are calm and the disciples, they were all panicking, but then they calmed down. How awesome is Jesus? How powerful is he? He had so many great skills. He has so much great power that he can change the storm that was going crazy into calmness. He could change people's blindness into sight. He could raise the dead. He gives us the Eucharist, where he changes bread and wine into his body and blood. How powerful is that? It's pretty awesome, huh? How about the last one? Remember what it was? Courage. Was Jesus courageous? All right, let's see that one. You recognize that one, huh? When did that happen? Good Friday. Jesus dies on the cross. This came from today's gospel reading, this scene. The two criminals that are crucified on either side of him, one of them saying, if you are the Son of God, if you are as powerful as you say, you'll come down. Jesus says, no, that's not for me to do right now. I'm going to defeat sin and death in another way. But right now, I'm going to die. And I'm going to die because I love my people. Jesus was very courageous for us. He gave his life for each one of us so that we can have the promise of everlasting life. Jesus looked sin and death in the eye and he won. He gives us the promise of everlasting life. He gives us the promise of freedom because of how courageous he was. As we continue to celebrate our liturgy today, we thank God for being such a great king. We thank him for giving Jesus with all of the wonderful attributes, all the wonderful skills that he gives us so that we can be free. Let us continue to pray and be thankful for the wonderful king that God has given us. And let us pray that one day we may enter that kingdom as well when God calls us home to his heavenly throne.